Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh, the podcast dedicated to the failure of comedy, accepting that failure, and then learning from it and getting laughs. I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. This week, this has been a great week. My wife gave me a Star Labs t-shirt because I'm a big fan of The Flash, and they work at Star Labs. Made me feel like I was a nine-year-old in a good way. I got into another really good TV show that I highly recommend. It's called Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot kicks ass. I did a show at an Indian casino in Oklahoma. That was really fun. Something very interesting happened. I had a guy open for me. Well, Skylar Stone featured for me, so I got to travel with Skylar, who's one of my best friends, and that was a blast. But my host, his name's Raj. Super, super good dude. I got to hang with him beforehand. And it was I didn't record any of the show. I wish I did, because a classic Why Didn't They Laugh moment occurred, because typically it's from communication errors and comedians overreacting to the swinging at ghosts. So Raj, after the set, was like, oh man, this one dude in the front row just wasn't laughing at my jokes. And I was like, dude, you killed. You did great. And he was like, yeah, but it's weird. I like this joke always works. I don't know what. And afterwards, I made it a point to talk to the guy after, because he was laughing at all my jokes. And Raj was funny. So I really wanted to know what the deal was. And the dude was like, when you said Indian, I thought you meant Indian. And I laughed for like 10 minutes. Because that's really funny to me. Like, okay, Raj clearly looks Indian, but you're at an Indian casino. So the thing about American Indians or Native Americans or whatever you want to call them, they look like a lot of different types of people because there's so much blending going on. Like if some of them said they were Filipino, I'd believe it, or white or anything. I mean, they just could be anything. So he was doing all these premises about being Indian, and people, rightfully so, probably thought India or Indian, like Native Indian, because you're on an Indian reservation. So it was all context. I thought it was kind of funny. And then the woman who booked me, Lacey, was so awesome. Such a sweetheart. And we had she showed us around the town. And I was asking her, I'm like, what is it? Should we say Native American or Indian? And she was like, well, there's arguments for both. If people get offended, they're just going to get offended no matter what. So you can't do anything right. Because Native American, like I'm Native American. I was born in America. Native. You know? That's what that means. And then Indian is reflecting a mistake that Christopher Columbus made like 500 years ago. So it's like, what do you call them? And neither one really makes sense, because Native American, I mean, 40,000 years ago, there were Native Siberians. You know, if you're English, if you're from England, it's like, oh, I'm English. It's like, you know, you might be Saxon, which is out of Denmark. It's like, Native just means where you're born. So she said, like, if someone is triggered, then they want to be triggered, and they hate triggers. And then when she said that, I in my head, I started laughing really hard, because I came up with a character called the Yale liberal arts redneck. That's like, you're a trigger lover, ain't you? Because a trigger is saying something that makes someone upset. And it doesn't take a genius to point out how close that is to another remarkably upsetting word. So these triggers are destroying the neighborhood. I mean, it's funny. So that was fun. Memorial Day weekend was great. I got to spend it with my family. And I had this moment when I was lying on a blanket with my wife and baby. And I even posted a picture on Facebook. And I just remember having this authentic thought where I'm like, this came from fucking. And it's like, how crazy is that? Like, just fucking, like fucking gave me my greatest thing. My greatest joy in the world is my wife and my son. And if I didn't fuck my wife, she'd probably bail, because she'd be like, oh, you don't fuck me enough. And if I didn't fuck her, then I wouldn't have a child, which is like the light of my life now. So like my penis upset, my own penis obsession, like I'm obsessed with my own penis kind of, like just like any dude is. And it's always seen as like silly or stupid. It's like, you're an idiot. You think your dick is awesome and funny. I'm like, yeah, I do. And my cock made life. That beautiful boy came from my dick. Okay, well, I'm also doing this live on Facebook. So people are writing, Indio, California native from Costa Rica. Owen, the story is hilarious. From Mirage Patel. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a funny story. It's just when someone says Indian, not, I meant Indian, not Indian, it kind of sums up. I'm going to take a hard stance that I am never, ever talking politics on this podcast again, by the way. I want you guys to do me a favor that if I ever say anything political, like if I mention any of these people again, just tweet me, you suck, and hashtag WDTL, my why didn't they laugh? Just be like, you suck. I hate you. You suck. Because Kyle just said dot, not feather. Yeah, exactly. That's a better way to put it, but that people would probably be triggered, and people hate triggers. But yeah, politics are really bad. I just think there's nothing good about them. And no matter what you think, just by expressing yourself, it's bad. That's my new theory. It's all about good times. Let's fight the power by enjoying our lives, by looking at our children and saying, I made that with my cock. You know, you stay hydrated and you have good times. What else happened? We were having this funny theme in Oklahoma where everywhere we went, we're talking about the Census Bureau in 1866. We're like, it's weird. In 1866, the census reported a huge drop in black people population. No one knows why. It was the concept of the ignorant historian that doesn't know things. We're laughing about that. What does it say? I like the analysis of why the politicians do not make us laugh. But, oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you liked that episode. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'll do that stuff. Like that episode I did a couple episodes back about which politicians are the funniest, and I tried to do it objectively. But in my last episode, I re-listened to it, and I enjoyed the last episode. You know, Tamara and John were great, but I don't like hearing myself go down these political rabbit holes because there's no end. Like, I just went on yahoo.com. I was going to do a segment for this episode called Good Times, where I was just going to tell you guys some good news. There's a lot of good news out there, and I have a good book to recommend if you want good times. And I would say 50% of the articles had the word Trump in it. 50%. What Stephen Hawking's thought, all this. And I'm like, this is cancerous. And I will not be a part of it anymore. So this podcast, even though human nature is so dialed in with politics, like this is a human nature podcast. It's about what I've learned from being a comedian, what I've learned from accepting the failures I've had from jokes and showing you guys. And that's so easy to go into politics with because my job is to command a room, to control a room, to persuade a room. But there's something bad about that shit. So I'm not going to go into it. I've been reading this book. Here's a book that I recommend you guys read. It's called 400 Things Cops Know. I don't remember who is it by. Planter? Something Planter. If you just type in 400 Things Cops Know or something. Okay. Because I don't know about you, but I a lot of times have issues with cops where I'll see a news story and I'm like, why'd that cop just shoot that guy? That's insane. Like, what a dick. And this is written by a cop, and it just goes down. It just really tells you exactly how they're trained and why they do everything they do and how there's a few bad cops, but like the procedure involved and how much they get the shit beat out of them. Like every cop has like broken bones and just like they've been maced and clawed and stabbed. And so they're like trying to survive in this insanely hostile world. We send cops out to do the worst shit, the shit that we don't want to deal with. And a lot of times they just get fucked up. And so a lot of times they're responding to that level of just shit. And then people get mad at them. So I think that we should start reporting all the good things cops do. I think that these are the two rules I think that America should follow. One, if you run for politics, Everyone can look at your entire life's internet search history. All of it. Every weird thing you've ever Googled, every porn search, everything. Because he with no sin cast the first stone. Goes for judges too. And I also think that cops, if you're going to report all these shootings, he's like, you know, another unarmed shooting, you have to report every single incident that cops do. I want reported when cops solve crimes, when they stop things from happening, when they help people. I want all of it reported. And that way we aren't living in this awful world that's only slanted towards the worst possible shit. When I looked at Yahoo today to find some good times, I only saw bad times. And that's bullshit. All right, so another thing I've been working on lately is there's a song called If You Like Pina Coladas. Do you guys know the song? It's called If You Like... It's actually called something else. It's called like The Getaway or The Escape or some horse shit. It's from the 70s. It goes... And so it's like, if you like pina coladas. Yeah, it's called Escape. Thanks, Bob and Russ. Oh, Kim says, getting cats out of trees, thank a cop. Actually, that's the fire department. And another funny part about this book is his insane apprehension for the fire department. It's really funny. He's like, yeah, when they call the cops because a meth addict is freaking out and hitting a wall with a sledgehammer, the firefighters are still playing 3-on-3 basketball, and they may have to come later. It's funny. It's funny. I enjoyed the book, so check it out. You still may despise cops. You may hate cops, but it helps you understand that their job is pretty rough. And I think that we should all take an active, we should be active in trying to understand the people we don't like. It's just so lazy to be like, fuck cops. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. Same with other genders, same with other groups of people. Women are crazy. Guys are pigs. Yeah, maybe you start studying what they go through every day, and then maybe you lower your hate level. And if you don't do that, admit that you like it. So anyway, Pina Coladas. Basically, the song is about this dude who's lying next to his... Cop hate, call a crackhead instead of 911. Shouldn't let a few bad eggs ruin the carton. That's a good point, guys. So, basically the Pina Colada song, he's lying in bed. He's like, I'm with my old lady and things are kind of fucking boring. He's like lying in bed. And so he starts looking through these ads because he's bored of his chick. Oh, Kyle wants to start a hashtag lower your hate level. I like that, Kyle. Because you got to actively, it's so easy to hate. Hate's so simple. It takes, you got to really try to not hate people. I've had to try to not hate hecklers. I've had to, every time they yell out, I just picture them, you know, being beaten up or being yelled at as a kid. And then I just feel bad. Now that I have a kid, it's so much easier to empathize with people. I'm like, everyone was a baby once. So anyway, it's like, I got my own lady. And so he looks at this newspaper. And it said, if you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga and you have half a brain. Okay, long story short, he writes in to this news article, even though he's in a committed relationship. Turns out it's his chick writing the original article. And then they meet up at like McGully's or some bar. It's like, let's meet up and hang out. And so they meet up and then it's like, And then it's like this cathartic experience where they're all like, oh, no way. You like pina coladas? So do I. Okay, in real life. Okay, you're trying to get some ass on the side. You go to find the ass and you find out that it's your wife also trying to get some ass on the side. That's a domestic violence situation. Like the first thing you think of is, so you don't think I have half a brain? Like, if you have half a brain is what this bitch is looking for. And this guy's like, wait a minute. You don't even think I have half a brain. So So I thought the modern equivalent was Tinder. So I was writing a song today. Let's see what I got here. It's like me and my old lady have been together so long. I get distracted real easy. Can't even pay attention to this song. And then, so long story short, he busts out his phone and then he opens up his app called Tinder. It's fun. I've never once swiped left, even on a chick with a gun. The only thing I look for in this world, you see, is anyone single lady who will approve of me. If you're less than 50 meters away. No, I fucked that up. If you're less than 50 meters away and your phone says you've been active at some point today, you like swiping right at midnight. All right, you get the idea. It's a good idea, right? Yeah, it's like, it's absurd. It's an absurd song. So then it goes, this is when it gets, I'll just read you the end, and then I'll do it live at some point when I have it. It's like, the picture had a filter, but I didn't care. It was a combo of a lo-fi, Nashville and Mayfair. I had no clue what she looked like, but I could tell she had hair. One time I swiped right on an actual bear. And then it's, she approved of my profile because I look fairly safe. I'm standing by a Mazda. She knows I got expensive taste. I didn't show my face because my eyes are intense. My Mazda Miata is my parents. And then, if you're less than 50 meters away. Okay, so then when they find each other. Okay. When I saw what she looked like, it was quite a shock. It was my old lady out looking for some cock. My heart was a pounding as I picked up a rock. I started bashing on my own head till I could no longer talk. And then it keeps escalating. She started to scream, put down the rock. I said, what's wrong with me? Have you fucked the whole town? She said, you're scaring me. I started to cry. All I could say over and over again was why. So I connected the rock to the bridge of my nose. I thought it would kill me, but that's not how the story goes. Instead, I just heard a crack and saw a white light. That's how Tinder kind of ruined my night. So then I hopped in my Mazda and I brought it back to my dad. I don't have a nose now, which makes me sad. But my lovely lady is coming over to hang. Because we both realized we're in a lot of pain. Like, in a lot of spiritual pain. Because we like strangers 50 meters away. We've been active on Tinder all fucking day. If you like swiping right at midnight. Okay. By the way, I'm not trying to be judgmental here. Swiping right for days. It's like most open micers I have met. Swiping right for days. I like that, Seth. Bob says, you need to dress like the performer. Cool 70s vibe going on with him, like the Bee Gees. Yeah, that would be funny. What's up, man? How are you? I just, yeah, it's kind of like Jesse's Girl is the most absurd song ever. It's like he's talking about how he wants to bang his friend's girl, and everyone seems like really okay with that. He's like, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. It's like Jesse can hear you. You know? All right, peeps. You guys got any requests for me? Let me know what you want to hear. I'm here for you guys. What's up, man? I'm just overanalyzing songs. Like Jesse's Girl was a real dick move. I mean, Jesse can hear him play the song. Yeah. Yeah. I love your Australian accent. Someone says do some Pink Floyd. Yeah, I can do Pink Floyd. Name song? Yes, there has been an update, but I don't have it right now. Do a parody of Sunglasses. All right, Pink Floyd. Well, I've been playing this song all day. That hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? Like, I did that song for a bunch of hunters in Oklahoma. And when I did the duck thing, it killed. It killed. Because they hunt ducks. But the duck penis part, it just isn't. Okay, someone says... Jesse's Girl featuring Timberland. That's funny. Coldplay. Jake Drake, you're obsessed with Coldplay. You always request Coldplay, but I respect it. Maybe Jesse was deaf. That is a good point, Brandon. Jesse may, in fact, be deaf. Okay. Okay, this is Jesse's Girl. I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. Dun, 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 dun. But can I find a woman like Jesse's Girl? Maybe I should have figured it out before talking about the bit. I play along with the charade. Oh, Bob, I think I might have figured out part of your Metallica song. It goes... how the fuck did that go? It went... I got it. There you go, buddy. I got you. Okay, what's a schizophrenic favorite? Hello, hello. That's funny. Maybe Jesse was deaf. I still think that it could be the whole joke, that Jesse was a deaf person. So when he was singing, I wish I had Jesse's Girl, Jesse was like innocently being like, well, if you don't sign it, I don't know what you want. Do you want water? I don't know. Okay, Jake Drake wants a Coldplay. All right.
Look at this Jake, look how Jake is Drake. Jake, 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 Drake. And it was called hello.
Dude, this fucking live feed thing sucks. It literally says every 5 minutes that it's not a good enough signal. Zeppelin, oh, now it's rolling. Can you make a song about Jesse's reaction to being cheated on? That's hysterical. Okay, oh, now it's flowing. Now it's like going fast. Plot twist, Jesse was also a girl. This is going really well. You guys, okay, so.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. It's like.
I wish. Yeah, that's good. So Jesse is a girl. I wish. Can you find the chords to Jesse's Girl? All right, because I haven't heard it in a while, so I'll get that going. Comedians don't laugh. They say that's funny. No, I laugh. I laugh. But when we're in science mode, I just say that's funny. Like right now, we're cracking a code. We're like doing a surgery. And during like the surgery of a joke, I usually just go, oh, that's funny. But if I'm like in life, I'll laugh my dick off. Bohemian Rhapsody? All right, cool. Another thing, I don't have a sustain pedal. It's the, for you guys, anybody that knows me well, it's the bane of my existence. So I come here and I had a sustain pedal and the wire had been clipped, which is insane. The odds of that are like zero. Okay. So it goes.
Jesse is a friend.
This is all over the place.
And she's been watching. I play along with, I play along with Usher Fred. I mean, there's a chord change for every single word. I don't think that's accurate. You know, I wish I had Jesse's girl. And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she'd have seen in me. And Jesse's gonna kill himself. Tell me. Dude, fuck this song. I hate the guy who wrote that song. I hate everything about that guy. He does a different chord for every single word. It's like, I play around with dun-dun-dun. Fuck that guy. Who is that, Rick Springfield? More like Dick Spring Asshole. Dick Spring Asshole.
Hang on. So I play along with the charade.
Dude, he's such a dick. Can we look up and see if he's dead? Is Rick Springfield, he's alive? What's he doing with his life now? And what? Yeah, we got to find out some more about this piece of shit. The guy who also wanted Stacey, can you play Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time? I think you'd make some great parodies of that, dude. Yeah, I could. Time after time. Time after time. Yeah, it's about chronic masturbating. Time after time. Yeah, dude, fuck Rick Springfield. Fuck Rick. Everyone's talking politics these days. The real monsters in this world hide in plain sight. His name is Rick Springfield. He openly was trying to fuck his friend's girl. It's not just a random guy. I've never pursued a girl with a boyfriend in my life, let alone a friend's. Greg is now touching himself. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. I'm going to see him in June, says Brandon. Well, then you're, what's wrong with America? Tommy Two Tone is worse. I don't know who that is. Shout, Tears for Fears. Dude, the best Tears for Fears song all time is this. Goddamn connection. Here we go. This is it. It goes. Rick Springfield was a piece of shit. Piece of shit. Piece of shit. Rick Springfield, he should be dead. I hope Jesse shot him dead. Play Southside Shuffle. Maybe it was his friend's female dog. That's a good point. I love how Jesse's girl didn't have a say in all of this. She was just like, yeah, I'll go wherever. I'm with Jesse now, but now I'll go with Rick Springfield because he's got a car. See what else I want to talk about. This is an old set list. I want to see if we got anything. Oh, this is my original. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this one where I'm like, my blinkers on, please let me merge. My lane ends in 500 feet. I will be fine. He doesn't budge, but that's okay. I still have time. 300 feet. Just let me fit. 100 feet, you piece of shit. It was originally going to be called I Am a Dog. I am a dog. This is my day. I watch you sleep. Now you're awake. I wag. And it goes. I watch you sleep. Now you're awake. I wag my tail. I lick your face. I bark at the door. I hate the guy who brings the mail. If you do, I'll be your guide. No. If you don't see. If you can't see, I'll be your guide. No, it goes. If you can't see, I'll be your guide. Oh, please, let's go outside. Let's pee on trees. Let's pee on trees. It's like, it gets intense. I think that could be funny as a dog or a baby. A baby could be funny. Queen. Okay, I got you. I got Queen. Is Rick Field at least in pain? Has he been through divorce? Which one was he? Not even memorable. I hope Jesse did. Is there a TV show with a character named Jesse in it? Yeah. I want to see Zach Morris beat the shit out of Rick Springfield.
All right. Queen, so it's
too late. Yeah, Queen is really good. Queen is really good. Full House, Breaking Bad. Oh, yeah, Jesse from Breaking Bad. You could have killed that dude. Oh, nice. Yeah. My trusty producer is bringing over more mics because, especially without the pedal, we can't really hear much. And I'm also, do this song, Don't Stop Me Now. Do this song, Don't Stop. How does Don't Stop Me Now go? Don't Stop Me Now. It sounds
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine. That song's about a paternity suit. I think it involves the NBA. Mexican radio. Hola. I'm on the radio. Donde el baño? Mexicans. Hola, señor. Hola, señor. That Adele song in Spanish would be called Hola. So hello, good times. This is a bit of a fuck around podcast. So what were your expectations? I'll do text message love song.
Okay.
I never knew you liked me. I never thought you cared. I was gonna touch you, but I was scared. I thought that we were just friends. I thought that was the case until you texted me a winky face and I said ha ha and you said he. I said come over and make out with me ha ha he, cause the smiley face means you're happy, the frowny means you're sad. Frowny face, no, winky, no, blushy face means you're blushing. But the winky face means you're glad to see my wiener. You're just winking at my wiener, yeah. Winky, 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 sucky, sucky, sucky. Fucky, fucky, sucky, winky, fucky, winky, sucky, winky, fucky, and sucky, and fuck, fuck, suck, fuck. That was the winky face song. Little do people know that the Egyptians actually invented all the emoticons. They used to do blushy face and winky face all over the walls of the pyramids. And we still don't know who built the pyramids because obviously Egyptians can barely drive a taxi. Henry Mancini, Pink Panther. Pretty much it. Pink Panther. The Pink Panther originally was the only panther that openly did a lot of MDMA. Andrew just told me I had a solid snap, and I really appreciate that, Andrew. And you guys got any other requests that I can do kind of shittily?
with a piano with no pedal as I play it sideways because I'm also trying to talk into a microphone and look at my phone. I'm doing the best I can. Wonderwall.
Yeah, so that goes...
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure...
That's too high for me.
I don't believe... I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that light the way are blinding. And all the da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
The songs are still about Jesse's girl. This fucking thing. Is Periscope better? Do you guys like Periscope better than this shit? Every 5 minutes it says it's not connected, and then there'll be like a million comments because no one's... Muse, did I learn that song? I did, and then I forgot it, Seth. I'm sorry. I don't sleep anymore because I made life with my penis. With my big, hard dick. I think it's about time we all take a moment to celebrate a man's penis. Because without it, none of us exist. No, fuck Periscope? Okay, yeah, I'll stay on this, but the connection situation is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. You're coming through on this shit good. Thanks, Jim.
I was
writing my own song because I'm doing a sketch with my wife. It's gonna be pretty funny. So we're shooting it where it's gonna be me and her, and I'm sitting on the couch with like a blanket around me, and maybe I'm like drinking hot cocoa, like I look like a crime scene victim. And she's got the baby, and she comes up and she's like, "Oh, hey babe, do you want to go for a walk to the harbor or something with Wally?" And I'm like, I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm sorry, sweetheart. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, he was up a lot. I defeat him a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely slept less. And she's like, yeah, I mean, you may, because she's such a positive person. I'm going to play with that where it's like, yeah, I mean, you may have slept less. And I'm sorry to hear that. But if you want to go for a walk. And then it gets in my head that I have to prove that I sleep less than her because I get really competitive. So I start videotaping us sleeping, and then I calculate it with a stopwatch about how long each of us actually sleeps. And it turns out she slept 2.5 hours and I slept 7.5 hours. And so I know that isn't possible. So I get my physics buddies to do some calculations, and I prove that we are in fact sleeping in a wormhole, and she slept 71 years and I slept less than a microsecond, and I actually win. So we're going to shoot that, which is going to be super fun. All right. What mic brand you using? I use Shure at home. Shures are sweet.
7 a.m.
Anna's saying it's 7 a.m. in Sweden and I need to wake up, so something that makes me wake up would be perfect. No problem. I got you, Anna. Making your way in Sweden today takes everything you got. Making your way when it's really light out, you don't need a coat no more. How about this one? Well, right now it's beautiful in Sweden because it's, what month is this? June? Yeah, you guys are having a blast over there right now. And everyone's tall, like me. I'd fit right in. Sounds awesome. How about, Here comes the sun in Sweden. Here comes the sun, and I said, it's all right. Do, 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 do. Little darling, it's been a like crazy long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since the Vikings were there. Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do.
Here comes the sun, and I say, IKEA, bum 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 bum, IKEA. The Swedish are real good with meatballs and cheap furniture. Their culture is real awesome. They let women vote in the 11th century. Here comes the sun in Sweden. Here comes the sun, and I said, fuck Finland. Dun, 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 dun. Fuck Finland.
Nice. Can I play any Frostbit Blue? I don't know anymore, but maybe. Back in the day, I could have. Wham! Wake me up before you go-go. Wake me up before you snow-snow. That's about Sweden, right? Wake you up before you snow-snow. Does it snow a lot in Sweden? Hall & Oates. What does Hall & Oates play? I don't know. I don't know any of these fucking songs. Thanks, Anna. Enjoy your day. You're going to have a great day. I like the little squiggle thing over the O and in that language, Swedish. You guys have really good fish. They're sweet, and they're small, and they're cheap. Swedish fish.
My favorite fish is Swedish. They don't have any omega-3.
Okay, someone, piano man, of course, I'll this goddamn connection. Due to poor wireless connection. 1985 Bowling for Soup. I don't know what that is. Piano man for Jake Drake. It's 7 a.m. in Sweden. That kind of blows my mind. 'Cause it's 10 p.m. in Los Angeles. And I'm not really good with time. Oh, now my phone's gonna die. Let's do a quick different plug here. Yeah, here we go. If you ever want to see aggressive Owen, you're seeing him right now because aggressive Owen doesn't sleep enough. And I get aggressive. Tiny Dancer. Hey, Danny. What's up? Okay.
Blue Jean Berber.
How did anyone not know he was gay, by the way? Remember when Elton John was married to a chick? Okay, Anna says, yes, it snows pretty much until the end of April, but the sun is out today, so it seems like the summer is here to stay now. That is awesome. That's like where I'm from. I'm from upstate New York. It's kind of similar climate. We don't have as much darkness in the winter, but we have. You guys lost some volume. Yeah, because the plug was attached to a microphone. You can't win in this goddamn world. That's me being positive. All right, what do you got? Cecilia. I love Cecilia.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're taking my confidence, baby. Whoa, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home, home. Come on home. Making love in the afternoon with Cecilia up in my bedroom. I got up to wash my face. When I come back to bed, someone's taking my place.
Wanna know who took his place? Fucking Rick Springfield. So Paul Simon's fucking Cecilia, like a legend. And then he gets up to wash his face because he clearly has crippling OCD. And Rick Springfield couldn't get Jesse's girl, so he took his. Because Rick Springfield is a piece of shit. Oh, Seth says we like Happy Owen. I know. I like Happy Owen too, Seth. I am happy. I just get a little aggressive. Happy Owen's fun. That's why I'm trying not to break the human nature code anymore. It's unbreakable. Can you play Free Bird and do a parody?
I can try. How's that song even go? If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? That's it. If I leave here tomorrow.
That song was written before Facebook. Because you will always remember everyone now because it's written in the sands of time, which is the cloud. I want to do a song, a Freebird parody about the Confederate flag. Know it. I'll figure it out. Thank you. Cecilia is my six-year-old son's favorite song. I love that song. I shouldn't have sworn so much then. Sorry. If I knew you were listening with a little kid, I would have kind of dialed it down. But, you know, Paul Simon's kind of a stud. My favorite Paul Simon song was Sound of Silence. It goes, "Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because in vision softly creeping, left its seats while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains." You may know it. If you don't know Paul Simon, you know it from the scene in Old School when Will Ferrell gets hit in the neck by that gun. It's like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." And he's in the pool. He's like swimming around. "Because in visions of me." And then we got Julio. We got Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. Papa found out he began so. Mama Pajama when the papa found out he began to shout and start the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. What the mama saw. That's is that me, or is that like the happiest song about child abuse ever written? It was against the law. What the mama saw, it was against the law. Right? Is that weird? Papa looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. Mama said, "Oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I got a van and I'm going far. Goodbye, Rose and the Queen of Corona," said me and Julio down by the schoolyard. "We don't start the fire," a quest from Jenna. "We didn't start the fire." I can't do that right now because that would probably take me a little while, but I can do House of the Rising Sun, which I do picture in my head is about a house being burnt to the ground. Picture it. Picture someone just burning a house. They just see a house that has everything to do with their fucked up childhood. "Oh, mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. Sit in misery in the house of the rising sun." Or it's about Japan in World War II. Think it's a whorehouse. It is. No, but I'm picturing it as far as the cinematic. Like in a movie, what would it be like? Sublime is awesome. Yeah, I like that, Chris. That's a good request. What about my brain is destroyed. Cancel that Sublime. Greg, why are you canceling the Sublime? Why are you trying to cancel Chris and Sublime? Bad fish. Are you a bad fish too? Swedish fish. What about that other one that's like bom ba bom 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 ba bom 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 ba bom bom ba 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 ma 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 ma. Bom ba bom 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 ba 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 bom 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 ba bom bom. April 26, 1992. There was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you? Where you were sitting home on. April 20s. There was a riot on the street. I'm going to have to figure out this fucking bass line. Those are always so hard to figure out. I don't fucking know this. Bom, 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 bom. I got it. April. Whatever. Fuck it. The Doors. Caress Me Down. Well, that was very forward, Kristen, but I appreciate that. Play Creep by Radiohead with a funny version. I can do that. Okay. Pawn Shop. Down at the pawn shop. This is fucking insane. We never pedal. What are you here for? Could be a funny version of this. Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Okay, so instead of Creep, what do you guys want me to sing Creep about? Give me a topic. Someone said Little Mermaid, Up Where They Walk. Maybe I can put them together. Casey Jones, It's a Song, Hee Hee. Oh, thanks, Chris. That's funny, Randy. I'm going to do it. All right, here we go. What do you hear? That's a great pour. You're a really skilled guy. This plate is real warm. If I had eyes, I would cry. I want you to notice the sugar on me. I wish I was special and had some berries. I'm a crepe. I'm a thin pancake. What the hell am I doing here? I'm a pancake who is queer. She
Je suis très malade. Je ne sais pas un de toi.
It's called I'm a Crepe. All right. Thanks, Seth. Nutella. That's a good, I should have used that. You say Nutella. I say stop yella. All right, guys. This has been quite a run. I don't know if I can top Crepe. Hilarious. Thanks for the entertainment. I'm a Crepe. Rocked. Thanks, Sarah. You know, I broke about 30 eggs before I got to that one. We had some misfires. I spent too much time trying to learn Sublime's bass line when I think you have to be on drugs to figure it out. April 26, 1992. Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, I fucking love Smashing Pumpkins.
Just saw you with a smile.
Oh, that song was so good. Cut that little child inside of me in such a part of you. Such a good tune. Jenna says, try to get some sleep. Thanks for the awesome songs. Thanks, bud. Good to talk to you, Seth. I love when you join us. 1979, about getting stuck behind an old lady with coupons. How does 1979 go? I don't remember that one. I just remember, some you with a smile. 1979. I wasn't even born yet, man, so I don't have to know. That's how millennials think. Hey, man, I wasn't even born yet, so I don't need to know about that shit. I don't even know what that is. All right. Well, this is not connecting anymore anyway. So, listen, guys, thanks for hang on, coming from Oswego, New York. Crepes made my night. Thanks. Thanks, Joey. You're awesome, Daddy-O. Thanks, Carrie. Yeah, Crepes was the highlight, and it took me 45 minutes to get there, so my bad. Subscribe to the podcast. You can get it on iTunes. Why Don't They Laugh on iTunes. I will be at the Hollywood Improv June 18th. Get tickets at hugepianist.com. New York City, coming to you at Gotham, June 24th through the 26th. That will be a really good time. So if you're in the area at all, just come in for the night. It's a Gotham Comedy Club on, I think, 24th Street in Manhattan. It's going to be insane. I want to come back to Denver, Carrie. I love Denver. I will be, maybe I'll be there. I'm doing a lot of dates in Texas in August and September, Cleveland. Yeah, hugepianist.com. Yeah, but New York City, go to that. In Los Angeles, I know you fuckers, a lot of you fuckers watching right now live in L.A., June 18th. Come support the Big Bear. Feed the Big Bear some honey. Big Bear needs honey. I just did Chicago. New York, yeah, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, Andrew. Come out. Hell of a free show. Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Quinn. I was going to name my son Quinn. I love that name. Oh, yeah, Seth, ask about Grand Rapids. We got to do that shit. Is that all the towns are doing? I go all over, Natalie. Where are you at? I'll get there. Rich says, we dig you. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Rich. Joe, how about San Antonio? I'm doing like four cities in Texas in August and September, so I know I'll be near San Antonio. Jake Drake, you always hilarious. Someone can't wait to see an OC. Thanks, Jake. Yeah, I'm doing Brea, I think, in September. Sylvia, California, only Los Angeles. I don't know. I'm definitely doing Brea. Oh, Portland rules. I'll do Portland. I'd love to come back up to Portland. Portlandia is a hilarious show. I don't know how they do that. You always come to South by Southwest. That was my first year ever doing it, but that was a blast. Yeah, Daniel, I'll come to Oregon. I love Oregon. You done any shows with Steve? No, not in a while. Comedians are pirates. We go our own way a lot of times. It's sad, but true. But Steve's doing well. If you go to hugepianist.com, you can order your own Full Bellies Empty Balls bumper sticker for $10. And if you don't have 10 bucks, write me an email why you don't have 10 bucks, and I still may send one to you because I want the word being spread out. Kansas City, yeah, Holly, I was there recently. I'll do it again, though. We'll see you in Brea. Thanks, Rich. Email Yosef's. We're still booking right now. They were thinking about spring. Yeah, get me in there in spring. Seth, do that shit. Great show in Schaumburg, same time next year. Yeah, for sure. Yachters. I don't have anyone's email, Seth. I'm not very savvy. I got into comedy in a time when all we had to do was be funny. It was back in 2002. So I have a great show, but I do not have, I don't email bookers. I don't know about Snapchat, really. You know what I mean? I don't do anything myself except for write comedy and perform it because that's fucking hard enough as it is. So my agency hopefully is doing that. Shout out to Amy. Website looks awesome. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, Amy's bringing it hard. Just bought a house and had a newborn. I don't have 10 bucks. I will send you one for free, Daniel. Email me whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com, your address, and I'll send you one on the house. But if you do have 10 bucks, pay for it because it goes to saving rescue dogs. The three I've adopted, I use it to pay for my dog's food because they're fucking rescue dogs. That's why we love you. Thanks, Seth. Yeah, get me back in Grand Rapids. I want to buy property there. I think it's a city on the rise. I can spot that shit. I can smell it. I think I can also smell people that are ovulating. It's not provable, but I'm almost 100% sure. Can't believe you didn't recall 1979. Is that today is the greatest crepe I've ever ate? Awesome. Yeah, Daniel, I got you, man. You'll love this bumper sticker. It's like a peace sign because I think that's how to really end wars. Just keep draining the balls. You got to fuck for peace. You got me. And any other things you guys want answered before I bounce out of here? Subscribe and comment on the podcast. That shit's important because that's how we spread the word. I know you think it. I do it all the time. I listen to stuff I like and I don't comment, but do it, please. Because it spreads it. It keeps me in the ranks. That's the bear part is smelling ovulation. I know. I am an actual bear. Not an insult. Those are SP lyrics. I'll look them up. Thanks, Andrew. All right. I wish I could keep going, but I'm pretty sure my Wi-Fi signal is about to... God damn it. I had this AT&T plan that was so great, and I did Pittsburgh. Then I met this dude who worked at Verizon, who's a great guy. I'm still friends with him. But he hooked me up with a deal for a phone, but I had to switch plans. And I lost my unlimited data plan. And I didn't realize how much data I use. So I'm always going over my data plan. And I have like 20 gigs a month, and I still go over. It's such bullshit. Well, thanks for hanging, everybody. You guys seriously make me so happy. If you weren't here, I'd be talking to myself, which I do. But I won't learn anything talking to myself. I learned from you guys, and I love talking to you. I'll definitely share your stuff, dude. Thanks, man. Thank you all so much. All right, good night. Much love.